November 6, 1926. Jesus promises to bring Louisa to heaven when he has completed his manifestation. The new apostles of the fiat. How one who lives in it centralizes the havens, the sun and everything within herself. I felt all oppressed under the weight of the privation of my sweet Jesus. Oh! How I longed for the celestial fatherland, in which I will no longer lose sight of him. I will no longer be subjected to the hard martyrdom of feeling like dying, without dying. Now, while I was tired and exhausted of waiting, my sweet life, my dear good, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior, but all afflicted, as it seemed he was sending chastisements upon earth, and in order not to give me more pain, he did not want me to see them. But from the way I saw him, I understood that he was sending chastisements. And sighing, he told me, "My daughter, courage, let me finish to manifest to you all that is necessary, regarding the kingdom of my will, so that nothing may be missing in order to form it in the midst of the human family. Then, after I have completed everything, I will quickly bring you into our fatherland. Do you think you will see the full triumph of the kingdom of the eternal fiat before coming to heaven? Its full triumph you will see from heaven. It will happen to you as it happened to me with the kingdom of redemption. I did everything that was needed. I formed the foundation, I gave the laws and the counsels which were needed. I instituted the sacraments, I left the gospel as the rule of their life, I suffered unheard of pains unto death, but while being on earth, I saw little or almost nothing of the fruits and of the carrying out of redemption. After I did everything, having nothing left to do, I entrusted everything to the apostles, that they might be the criers of the kingdom of redemption, so that the fruits of the works I did for the kingdom of redemption might come out. The same will happen for the kingdom of the supreme fiat. We will do it together, my daughter. Your pains, your long sacrifices, your incessant prayers that my kingdom may come soon, and my manifestations about it, I will unite everything together with me and will form the foundations. Once I have completed everything, I will entrust my kingdom to my ministers, so that, like second apostles of the kingdom my will, they may be the criers of it. Do you think that the coming of Father Di Francia, who shows so much interest and who has taken to heart the publication of what regards my will, came by chance? No. No, I myself disposed it. It is a providential act of the supreme will that wants him as first apostle of the divine fiat and proclaimer of it. And since he happens to be the founder of an order, it is easier for him to approach bishops, priests and people, also within his own institute, in order to proclaim the kingdom of my will. This is why I assist him so much and I give him special light, because in order to understand my will it takes great graces, not little lights. It takes a son to comprehend a divine, holy and eternal will, as well as great disposition on the part of the one to whom this office is entrusted. And then, I myself disposed also the daily coming of the priest, in order to find soon the first apostles of the fiat of my kingdom, that they might proclaim that which regards my eternal will. Therefore, let me finish first, so that after I have completed it, I may entrust it to the new apostles of my will. And you will be able to come to heaven, to see from up there the fruits of the longed-for kingdom of the eternal fiat. Then, I continued to do my usual acts in the supreme volition, and I thought to myself, my poor mind goes around through the sea, through the sun, through the heavens, everywhere, in order to follow the acts that the adorable will does in the creation. But once I finish going around, I always find myself at the bottom, in my heart exile. Oh! How I would like at least to remain in the blue heavens, to do the office of a star for my Creator. But I would disappear in the midst of the stars, because I am neither beautiful nor shining like the stars. And so they would all put me out, throwing me down to the bottom of my long exile. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, one who lives in my will, lives in the unity of her Creator, who keeps with himself, in his own unity, the whole of creation. And just as he keeps creation in his unity, so does he keep the soul who lives in the eternal fiat. This unity brings her all the reflections of her Creator, as well as his unity with all creation, in such a way that the living image of the one who created her can be seen in the soul. By maintaining his unity with all, he keeps her at the reflections of all the things created by him. And these reflections form the sea, the sun, the heavens, the stars and all the enchanting varieties of nature in the depth of the soul. Therefore, the soul who lives in my will, placed in the blue heavens, would be the most beautiful ornament for this blue vault, such as to astonish heaven and earth. She would have, all within herself, her Creator, a heaven, a sun, a sea, everything as her own. Nor would she lack even the earth, all flowery, and the sweet singing of the birds, bearer of the joy of the harmonious music of her Creator, because each created thing contains a divine note. Therefore, instead of throwing you down, they would aspire to keep you in their midst, because among the many prodigies which my will contains, it has the power to portray all of our works in the soul, and to centralize all of its acts in her. It is not content if it does not see its own beauty in the soul, if it does not find its echo, its joy in all of itself.